And I want to talk a little bit about that healing process. So once you went to the doctor, you were medically treated, that recovery process initially had a lot of progress. What was that progress like after the first few weeks, the first month, and going forward?
I just remember being myself again. I just remember being like, oh, wow. Just not like, I was gonna say cheerleader self, not that I was ever that, but to have a little hope, a little light, a little skip in your step. I mean, those all sound like such old lady things to say, but to just be me again, to just feel like, oh my Lord, what was that? What was that? And it's gone now, like gone. It felt gone. Do I still get it? There's that. Dun, dun, I say when I hear the Jaws music, I'm looking over my shoulder. It's like I know that sometimes it's nipping at my heels. I can tell when, I start to get close to the edge that slides into the pit. I haven't gone back into the pit since then, deeply. And I think it's knowing your early warning signs and heeding them, saying, oh, I know where this can lead, and never again. Going back to that, I just remembered another key thing, and I might not have noticed it in the same way when I said being a mother and, wife and having a family and a job and all that. I may have been so distracted I didn't. And, sometimes the things going on in your life are pretty devastating. And so it's hard to know if you have just lost your job or lost someone you love or lost something you loved or been betrayed on the deepest levels. You feel terrible.
Did you have any of those
Yeah,
events?
I did. And so how do you untangle that ball, right? So I think that now I would just say, oh, I'm starting to feel those now familiar feelings. I am going to do something, more therapy, more sleep, more all the things that work for me. Then I didn't have those supports in place, and life circumstances were difficult, and so I think it sort of created almost a vacuum that helped suck me into the hole. I don't blame, you don't get divorced and have depression, but the process of that can certainly contribute to you being in a place where it's almost a susceptibility in my mind.
So what are your symptoms now? Like if you felt these symptoms, you would know it's not just the situation I'm in. I'm not, this isn't just a tough day. These are my symptoms coming back.
I haven't had them bad in a while. One, I'm not a aggressive driver. I don't flip people off on the road and such. But when I start to feel like I just might, I know that that's one of them, because I think what, like, irritability can be a sign of depression. It's not my primary one. Mine is just numbness. But I'm aware of it, and I think, what is what? Who are you? What did you just like, honking my horn at someone? And, I'm not that person. I leave enough time to get where I'm going that I don't have to be that person. So when I see that I'm doing that, I think, okay, again, what do we look for? Look for different. We don't have to know the 20 symptoms and signs of depression. That's different for me. So anytime I am different, if I were tearful, not one of my symptoms, but if I were, I'd be like, oh, that's really different. That's a change. I need to be paying attention to that.
So the
So,
numbness, the
oh, my
irritation.
numbness, that is my primary. It is just that being like on the other side of a camera, looking at my life as opposed to being the main character in it.
So, like, not being present?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not being connected, not, yeah.
Okay. So, now, how do you feel your worth?
I'm trying to answer that without getting into my work all the time, but I can no longer believe that I am worthless because the work I do is not, and it would not continue without me. And that is one of the key things that is a protective factor, a sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. And I have a very strong sense of purpose now, and that helps me immensely. And it lets me know that I have worth too. Now, that's external. Do I know it just internally? I do. You know, I have two children I love more than life itself. I don't have any issues with myself. It's not like, oh, I'm a bad person, or I should be this, or should be that, or I should be earning this, or I should have this kind of house. I don't do that to myself. I am comfortable with who I am. Mm-hmm. I was going to say selling myself, but that just sounds like not at all what I mean to say. You know, as a product, I can endorse myself, right? you know, I can say this is a good product. This is a person who tries. This is a person who is good. This is a person who is kind. This is a person who has, you know, principles and lives by them. I wasn't thinking on that level during depression. None of those things went away. None of those things were untrue. Right.
They were still there. That was always
able to
access.
It's that same the thing you said before about being disconnected, right? You can't access your sense of worth. It's not like stop telling me that the you know anhedonia is such a great sounding word, but it means you know the inability to experience joy. And I'm always like, joy? Could we set the bar a little higher? Joy on a good day? Do I experience joy? I mean, how about can't experience like just okay? Can't experience acceptable? You know, it's like. It's not joy we can't experience. I could live my whole life without experiencing joy. But I want to experience something, you know? And I want it to be, you know, on the positive side of some scale. Doesn't have to be joy.